With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. The South Dakota Department of Health reports 55 new COVID cases and no new deaths. The state's death toll stands at 1,844. Active cases are slightly up to 2,092 cases. Hospitalizations are also up to 86 people. 21 out of 66 counties report at least one new COVID case. Minnehaha County and Pennington County had the highest increase in cases with 13. Health systems have distributed more than 154,000 doses of COVID vaccines so far. At least 15% of South Dakotans have received one dose of the vaccine. More than 7% have completed the full series. Retail pharmacies are now distributing a limited number of vaccines. Those doses are not coming out of the state's vaccine allotment. Some South Dakota Republican lawmakers are moving to tighten voting laws, but critics say the effort would make it harder for people to vote and amount to voter suppression in some cases. A series of bills aimed at voting laws is making its way through the legislature. GOP lawmakers say bills to tighten the state's mail voting system would instill confidence in the election system. But advocates for voting access worry that Trump's bogus claims that the November election was unfair have fueled a swift movement to clamp down on voting methods that fueled the highest turnout for a presidential election in 50 years, despite the pandemic. South Dakota's attorney general says his office will not participate in appealing a ruling that struck down a voter-approved constitutional amendment legalizing recreational marijuana. Circuit Judge Christina Klinger ruled that the measure approved by voters in November violated the state's requirement that constitutional amendments deal with just one subject. Attorney General Jason Roundsburg is obligated to defend state laws when they are challenged in court. But office spokesman Timothy Borman said Roundsburg concluded his office fulfilled its obligation and doesn't have to participate in an appeal. Other parties in the case are prepared to appeal. The state has sold property near Custer that was a juvenile detention campus. Local buyers submitted the winning bid of $1,325,000. State School and Public Lands Commissioner Ryan Bruner says the buyers will soon announce their identity. Bruner says they paid 10%, with the rest due in 60 days.
We're pretty confident we'll be able to close the transaction. Those are some extra steps that are nice, given that we did have some issues before. And they are represented by a real estate agent, but they did provide evidence that they are good for the good to complete the purchase.
3 years ago, a sale of this property fell apart. The state sold the campus but repossessed it when the buyer missed payments. The state split the campus into two parcels. 40 undeveloped acres sold last fall for $320,000. The new deal includes the remaining 133 acres and a number of buildings. Two cousins of a man whom the South Dakota Attorney General struck and killed with his car say they're frustrated that they're still waiting to hear whether the state's top law enforcement officer will face criminal charges in the crash. Attorney General Jason Roundsburg has said he is confident he did not commit a crime. But investigators say he was distracted and they have turned their findings over to prosecutors. The attorneys deciding whether to charge Roundsburg have taken months to assess the crash. Governor Kristi Noem says she's hopeful prosecutors will, quote, come to an agreement on charges. The United States Senate has voted 57 to 43 to acquit former President Donald J. Trump. The former president was charged with inciting an insurrection on January 6th. Both South Dakota senators voted to acquit the former president. They each released a separate statement offering the reasoning behind their vote. Senator John Thune said that his vote to acquit, quote, should not be viewed as exoneration for his conduct on January 6, 2021, or in the days and weeks leading up to it, end quote. Senator Mike Rounds said, quote, after carefully listening to every minute of the presentations made by the House managers and the former president's legal team, I am convinced that the Senate does not have jurisdiction to render a judgment against the former president, end quote. Both senators say they just want to get back to work for the American people. A bill to drastically limit the death penalty has died in the Senate. Proponents say capital punishment does not deter murder and it serves as vengeance rather than justice. Opponents say some murders are so cruel that vengeance is justified. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has more on this story.
Senator Art Rush is the bill's prime sponsor. He says he's been influenced in his beliefs about the death penalty by his late friend and former Attorney General Mark Meyer Henry, who rethought his position on the death penalty at the end of his career. Rush notes that the bill passed 5-1 out of committee.
If you heard the testimony that we heard in Judiciary Committee from the opponents of this bill, it was clear to me that Attorney General Meyer Henry was right. The death penalty is all about vengeance.
Rush says testimony against this bill has made it clear that opponents are seeking vengeance, but he says rehabilitation and restitution have to be considered.
We need to step up to the intellectual part of this discussion and ask, is this the sort of society we want? Take a deep breath. You are the elected conscience of the people.
The primary opponent on the Senate floor is Brock Greenfield. He says when he was a legislative intern, a senator showed him crime scene photos of the child victim of rape and murder, images that kept him awake at night and continue to haunt him. Greenfield says Senate Bill 98 would remove the aggravating circumstances that currently warrant the death penalty.
The offense was outrageously or wantonly vile, horrible, or inhuman in that it involved torture, depravity of mind, or an aggravated battery to the victim.
Greenfield says he understands the purpose behind the bill, but can't support it.
I do understand and respect where you're at, because life is precious. I just believe that some crimes warrant a deeper look as to whether or not a person has forfeited his or her right to life.
The bill died in the Senate by a vote of 20-13, with 2 excused. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
And that's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social media and be sure to visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.